Welcome to the Avenue Mama podcast, where we explore the avenues of motherhood, mindset, and mompreneurship. I know you're a busy mama, so during each show, I've built in time for you to apply the tip or lesson to your life while you listen. I'm your host, Annie Vovant, mother of two, and this podcast was created because mom guilt is real, and so are our dreams. So let's get rid of mom guilt once and for all. Girl, let's get started. Hey, Mama, welcome back to the podcast. It's been a hot minute since I recorded an episode for you, but I'm back. I'm back, and we're going to talk about marketing today. Marketing, Annie, we are in quarantine. Crazy? Hell yes, I'm crazy. I'm crazy because whatever you built and whatever I have built, whatever blood, sweat, and tears we've built to this point, we have to protect it, and we've got to nurture it. We've got to feed it. And we have to reinvent the way that we are showing up to our customers and clients. So, number one, how can you get in front of clients and customers that have already purchased from you so that they can purchase from you again? That first sell is way harder than that second sell because you've already shown them that your product is good. You've already shown them that the experience is good, and you've already showed them that they can trust you. So if you are in a pickle in not getting the customers or acquisitions or the sales that you need, can you go back to the people that you've already worked with, that you've already provided the service or product to, and then serve them again? And Mama, because we are in quarantine, I know that you have very, very, very little time left to focus on marketing, because most likely, if you're like most, you are doing all the things you were doing before quarantine, and you're most likely cooking more and eating out less, and there are children in your home that have nowhere to go but to be there with you, whether you're working inside your home or working in an office. And especially if you're an essential worker with a side hustle, it makes it that much harder. So if you want to focus all your efforts on serving the audience that's already purchased from you, then that would be the best way to make some quick wins and some quick sales. Number two, can you offer any kind of affiliate program for your customers that have already used you, and so that you can reach out to them and just say, hey, do you know anyone who needs my product or service? And if they are referred from you, then you're going to get X, Y, and Z bonus, whether it's cold hard cash, a credit towards more products or services for you. But I think in this economy, for people who are already the small business evangelists, it really is a win-win for someone to endorse you and get something in return. I don't think there's anything bad for that. Think about it. A sale has been made and a sale has been appreciated. So let's just say you are a coach. And just as an aside, I would really think about when you have affiliates to not necessarily offer it to everyone if it's a one-on-one service. So if it were me and I had a Rolodex of people that I've worked with, I would look for the people that I really enjoyed working with, and I would start there. I'd really want to focus on the people who I think would be similar to them, and then ask them to see if they want to be an affiliate for me. In my own experience, without going into detail, my most challenging clients have always recommended people who also end up being challenging too. Okay, number three, are you in love with the product or service that you're offering? Because that could be why you're having difficulty marketing it. When you really, really love something, you cannot stop talking about it. So for instance, let's just say there was a Thai restaurant that you absolutely loved, and it's so easy for you to endorse it because it's fantastic, and you know that it's so good that you have no problem referring it to anybody and everybody who happens to ask you for a Thai food recommendation. Or even if they didn't ask you for a recommendation, you'd be like, you gotta go here if you're in the vicinity. And that is a level of endorsement that I want you and I to have over our own product and services. Does that make sense? The more we get to the level that we are obsessed with what we're offering, the more easy it is to sell. So take each product or service that you have and really dissect it. Are you in love with it? Are you obsessed with it? And if not, what can you do so that you can make it more lovely to the person who is experiencing it? So a quick word about our sponsor, Organifi. Thank you for sponsoring Avenue Mama. You can use the code Avenue Mama for all your orders. I actually have to lean on that green juice powder because there are superfoods in there, and Mama doesn't have time to go to the grocery store and get my kale and all the things I put in my green smoothie in the morning. So thank you, Organifi, for making mom life that much easier. That's the power of a really good product without even thinking twice about endorsing. So I want to tell you about a case study from a product that I bought from a TikToker because she loved it so much that just based on her level of loving the skincare product, I bought it. Now, I want to share with you guys that I know a lot of you mamas who are on the fence or just about to launch or just about to start your Instagram or just about to put your website out or blog out or whatever, you get what I'm saying, but you're hung up on your logo. You're hung up on your domain name. You're hung up on these other things. Well, here is a case study just for you to realize that it is your product that people are going to obsess over, not your logo. So there is a TikToker and her handle is What's on V's Face. She's hilarious. She's very crass, actually. But the result is her skin looks immaculate. It looks so good. And the other thing is I can see myself in her because she's Asian American. So I can see myself in her, which is also something really important as a business owner. How can you let your customers or clients see themselves in using your products? So she was recommending this lotion from Amazon. And this lotion, as far as branding goes, I mean, I can't even read the label. I kid you not, even though I knew I was going to be podcasting about this, there's no written instructions or directions on the bottle in English. I literally saw the screenshot that she took. I put it in my Amazon cart because she was just like, I have to get this. I get this all the time. It had incredible reviews on Amazon and I bought it. And I used it and I love it. Now, did it have the most wonderful branding? No, it was horrible. It's like orange and gold and blue, and I can't even read the bottle. It didn't matter. But what mattered was how much she was obsessed with it and the results that she got, and that there were people who were backing her up based on these incredible Amazon reviews, and it worked for me. What does this mean to you? Why am I talking about lotion? I'm saying this because as a consumer, somebody who I got to know, like, and trust put a product in front of me that made sense for me to learn from her, because all she talks about is skincare, that based on her love for it, it made me want to try. It made me think, okay, I want her results. And so if you have product or service and you want people to have the same results, then you got to make sure that it is click-worthy, share-worthy, and obsessed-worthy. So to bring this point home, before I became a mother, I would say I was a decent or I was a good family photographer. I wasn't a mom, but after I became a mother, I became an even better newborn photographer, maternity photographer, and a family photographer. Why? Because I knew exactly what her journey was. Why? Because I had toddlers, so I knew to bring snacks and stickers and bubbles to the photo shoot. Why? Because I also knew that husbands were less enchanted on being there. So I would bring beer to the photo shoots if it was like a mini shoot day. And when I walked up into the newborn session, I would say, it's okay if your baby barfs all over me. It's really okay. I'm used to it. I can clean their house up while they're pumping. I could help out. I could be of service. And I kid you not, once this first-time mom handed me over her baby and that baby projectile vomited, vomit hit my chest and dripped into my bra. And I was like, oh, it's okay. I mean, inside I was dying, but I knew how to change her clothes and I knew she was mortified, but I also knew she knew that I wasn't going to freak out about it because she saw herself in me. And that's why I think she started to refer me to her friends, because she's like, Annie's really chill. She really gets it. She's just kind of like a big sister who comes over to your house and hangs out with your baby. And by the way, you get these beautiful images thereafter. Now, I didn't start there. I didn't start there until I really started getting into the minds of my customers and thinking, what do they need? 10 days ago, I had a photo shoot with a first-time mama, and she lived about an hour away in Pasadena. And so now what I like to do to add that extra level, that extra like surprising delight to my customers and clients, I think to myself, what would make her life easier? Okay, so first-time mama, I texted her and I said, hey, I'm going to go hit up Starbucks before I get to your house. What do you want? What does your hubby want? And she gave me the order and she was so excited about it. And she also said she had a night nurse there. I'm like, yeah, tell me what she wants. So I brought this over to their house and it wasn't anything they expected, but because I met her where she was at, I think I made an impression. And then when her night nurse swaddled the baby, I was watching her and I knew she was a new graduate and just the sweetest, sweetest person. But I saw that it wasn't really tight. So I took the baby and I swaddled the baby extra, extra, extra tight. And I gave the baby back to my client and I just saw her face. And I just took the extra time to show how to burp the baby and how to swaddle it really tight. And just any tricks that I had, I mean, it took me extra 10 minutes of my day there. But I think that if we really become that person who really can feel where our clients are at, then I think we're going to do far better in our business. So if you have a product that you know was difficult to use starting up, then you can spend that extra time to talk to that person over FaceTime or have a way to connect that makes it more personal. Because really, to stand out in this upcoming recession or this economy disaster that we're already in, is to go above and beyond. Above and beyond. That is the show for today. I hope you guys got some value out of this. All I can say is to all the mamas out there with kids that require supervision, you're doing an incredible job. I was thinking about you because my kids are 4 and 6 and they could be somewhat unsupervised. Like, they're downstairs watching TV right now and I'm fine. But if they were 1 or 2 years younger than that, I would not be able to even break away to do this podcast. For the mamas who've had a baby during quarantine, I just want to climb through my computer and give you a hug. Please know that you're not a bad mom for needing to put your baby in front of a TV so you can just sit somewhere extra long, shower, or go on a walk, or go on a social distance jog with a friend. You're not a bad mom if you need to tap away. Okay, I hope that makes sense. I think that under normal circumstances, it's already so hard and have a newborn, but in quarantine, and especially if this is your first baby, it's not fair. You should be able to have people come over and give you help and help you with the baby and hold the baby. And so we're here as the Avenue Mama community to send you massive love and support. I put together some resources for you so you can get back on social media, be more consistent. You can go check it out at avenuemama.com/quarantine to grab the tools so that you can put them into your business practice, into your marketing practice, so you can have the product or service that people are going to be obsessed about. Take care, Mommy.